Exclusive, Representative Tom Emmer, Minnesotans Reject the Democrat Crime Agenda. By Sean Moran on September 25, 2022. Monongahela, Pennsylvania, Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that Minnesotans are rejecting the Democrat crime agenda ahead of the pivotal midterm elections. Rep. Emmer spoke to Breitbart News after House Republicans unveiled their Commitment to America agenda, which hopes to revitalize America as working-class Americans continue to suffer from the many crises unfolding 2 years under President Joe Biden's watch. Americans, Minnesotans included, have worried about how American communities have become increasingly unsafe as crime runs rampant. In Emmer's home state, an Alpha News/Trafalgar Group poll found that Republicans are either winning or are virtually tied with their Democrat opponent as crime has continued to run rampant. The survey revealed that reducing crime was the top issue for Minnesota voters at 41.5%. The poll also found that Republican Jim Schultz, who is challenging Democrat Attorney General Keith Ellison for Attorney General, leads Ellison 49.3 to 45.7%, with 4.9% of voters undecided. Ellison, along with Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, endorsed a ballot measure to abolish the Minneapolis Police Department and replace it with a Public Safety Department, in what would have been a major victory for the Defund the Police movement. The ballot measure failed. Emmer said Minnesotans have never agreed with the Democrats' crime agenda, even though Democrats receive generous support from their supporters in the failed Minnesota establishment media outlets. Minnesotans have never agreed with the crime agenda. Yeah, but it's really interesting for a long time because it'd be the failed papers that we have, Emmer explained to Breitbart News. It seemed to want to protect the socialist Democrats and their failed policies, whether it's in the city of Minneapolis or in the governor's office, across Minnesota or the attorney general's office at all. These guys have been protecting them for years. Emmer said that the Minnesota establishment media outlets would not report on the severe crime spree plaguing the North Star State. He explained, they won't even report the fact that you've had over 2,500 carjackings in Minnesota this year, that you're already on your way to a record number of homicides. We aren't even to the third quarter of this year, and you're about 10 to 15 homicides away from establishing a new high watermark. Nobody should be proud of them. They won't even report on the 6,000 assaults that are taken by us since the beginning of the year. That's why. I'm glad you asked that question because I keep trying to tell people. Democrats in Washington and across this country try to tell you. Are you going to believe us or do you believe your lying eyes? But, you know what, Americans are smarter than that. They know what they see. They know what they feel. They know that this is completely broken down. And it's because of the Democrats and their complete incompetence and failure. Emmer turned to the Commitment to America agenda, which declares that cracking down on crime is one of its four core tenets. As part of the Commitment to America agenda, House Republicans would secure the southern border and combat illegal immigration, support the hiring of 200,000 more police officers through recruiting bonuses and oppose efforts to defund law enforcement, crack down on prosecutors and district attorneys who refuse to prosecute crimes and criminalize all forms of fentanyl. Emmer said, that's why we're going to have a change in this Commitment to America. It's the final piece because I think the change is coming regardless. Because we are not heading in the right direction. But Kevin McCarthy has put this out so everybody knows not only are we going to have a change, but you can have hope for a better future with Republicans in the House. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.